Thank you for listening to Minot Today on KHRT Radio. This is Bob Timm, your host, and my guest today is Chad Vogel of Bremer Bank. Chad, say hello.
Hello, this is Chad Vogel with Bremer Bank.
And Chad is a loan officer, mortgage banker.
Correct.
And I asked Chad to come on because I wanted him to talk about what's going on with current mortgages. And also, I wanted to talk about shop local, and that includes banking.
Yes, yes.
You don't get any more local than a bank right downtown here.
Correct, yes.
Well, I bring that up because as a notary, I'm often asked to notarize loans at people's homes because they took the loan out on the internet. And Chad is going to give you a lot of really good reasons to stay local, including the current interest rates. Chad, where do you want to start out?
You can start out why it's beneficial to go with a local lending institution.
Perfect.
You know, nowadays what I'd say a lot of people, especially the younger generation, millennials, they're using the rocket mortgages, push button, get mortgage, the lending trees, the USAAs, and they're going there. That's just the way our generation is headed. They're used to using their phones and stuff like that. But with Bremer, we're big into being a relationship type of bank and getting the mortgage, the largest financial purchase of your life. You're going to want to have a loan officer who's very knowledgeable, who's local, who'll pick up the phone, answer your texts, your emails and stuff. A lot of times you deal with those online places, they're like call centers. You know, you don't get the same loan officer and stuff. You can't reach them when you need to. If your realtor needs to reach out to the loan officer, they're more difficult to get in touch with. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is if you work with a local bank like Bremer, you know, we've been in the community. Well, Bremer's been around 75 years. This is our 75th anniversary. And so when you bank local, your money stays local.
For me personally, having somebody that I know and that I can call when I have questions is worth a lot. To be able to call you and say, Chad, what's going on here? Or, Chad, if I throw in an extra $10 a month, how much will that reduce my mortgage? That's very valuable to me. Also, I think a lot of people don't realize when they're shopping online, they're generally dealing with a mortgage broker, and that very often is one person working out of their house, and they don't carry the loan. The minute you take out that loan, it gets sold to somebody else, and then you're doing this who owns my mortgage shuffle, and you don't have that with Bremer.
Yeah, so correct. Another big thing, being a relationship bank, we're going to listen to you. We're going to see what the best option is. And a lot of those brokers don't know about state programs like the North Dakota First Time Home Buyer Program. Some of them don't even work through the USDA, VA, some of the government programs. So another benefit of working with a local lender, we're basically going to put you in the right program for you based upon your current credit profile, your current down payment ability. We're going to ask the questions to make sure that you get in the right loan product. A lot of times when you deal with broker shops or online lenders, it's about volume, and they're not putting you in the best thing. It's just about essentially what's best for them to get the loan closed. And to be quite honest, sometimes brokers, they make more money on different types of loan products.
And Chad, when I worked with you, when I was an active real estate broker salesperson, we often ran into somebody from the base that said, oh, I want a VA loan, just because they thought that would be the best thing. But it wasn't always the best thing for them.
Yeah, correct. So, you know, sometimes the VA and the situation that we all look into too is a lot of military people, they might just be here for 4 years, right? So instead of paying all of the closing costs and stuff like that, sometimes we can increase their rate and give them a lender credit to cover all of their closing costs, because it takes about 4 to 5 years to recoup the closing costs as part of a mortgage loan. Very rarely will you ever see that from an out-of-state lender or an online lender that'll know the person's situation. Say you're only here for a 4-year tour of service. Your best option is here is to pay a quarter higher in rate. We'll give you a lender credit for that and decrease the amount of money they have to bring to close.
Another program that you and I talked about earlier is the USDA program, which I love. But there is that one catch to it, that you can't be in the city limits. But it's perfect. I know active duty people in Berthold and up in Foxholm and over in Surrey. I think quite a bit of the city of Surrey has active duty personnel there. So the USDA program can be a wonderful asset for those people.
Yeah, so USDA is basically the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and to spur housing growth, they have 100% finance. So a lot of younger people, a lot of people think you have to have money into the transaction to purchase a home. Well, USDA is one of the programs that will finance you up to 100%. And the good thing about North Dakota, we don't have a lot of large major cities. So outside of Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot, pretty much anyone can get a USDA loan, and that's 100% finance, and that's eligible to anyone that's an adult, 18. There are income restrictions on that, but, you know, it is a great program at 100% financing for someone that may not have a large down payment. And it's meant to spur economic development and housing and people to live in smaller communities outside of the major cities.
You and I were talking about interest rates, and you were showing me the current rates, and they're just absolutely amazing. And also, we'll talk about those rates in general, but I also wanted to talk about that construction loan rate. And this is a great time right now. If you're thinking of building, the builders are available right now. It's really a good time to build, because just in building permits last year, there was almost nothing. And so these builders are eager to build, and you can probably strike a good deal with them and get a construction loan as low as under 3%.
Yep. So with the slowdown in housing development after the flood and stuff, and with the downtick in oil, Bremer decided to run a promotion where if someone wants to build a new home, we're willing to give them 12 months to build the new home, and we'll give them a 2.99% interest only. So they would make draws against essentially a line of credit, and they're only billed against the draws that they take out, and it's interest only during the term of the loan for 12 months. After the home's completed, then we'd move it into long-term financing.
And at that point, you would review what programs best fit their needs.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not locked in right at that point.
Yep. Yeah, we can change to whatever program it is at that time. So we do offer two options. So if you're worried about rates going up 12 months from now, because typically we offer a two-time close. You close on the construction loan, then we close on the end loan. But Bremer listened to the customers who were concerned about rates increasing. So this year we rolled out what's called a one-time close. So when you actually close on your construction loan, you're locking in your program and your rate for the term of the loan. So we also offer that, which none of the other local lenders or online lenders are offering right now, is a one-time close on new construction loans.
That is really cool. Let's talk about the other rates. Current rates today. And again, people need to know that we're talking today.
Yes. So if you remember, in as recently as October, November of 2018, rates were over 5%. And the general consensus is the Fed was going to keep on raising the Fed funds rate, and rates were going to keep moving up to 5.5 and stuff. Well, the Federal Reserve Chairman pulled off on that and said, we're probably not going to raise the Fed funds rate. So that had a good impact on our stock market, but even more important on our long-term rate. So back in October, we were above 5. As we sit today, almost all of your loan programs are at 4 to 4.25%. So we're down 1% to 1.25% across the board in just the last 5 months. So what does that mean to a borrower? Well, that means to as a borrower, if you could afford a $200,000 home back in October, November of 18, you now have your purchasing power has now gone up 15%. So you can now afford a $230,000 home. So the buying power of people have gone up with the drop in interest rates, because your payment would be coming down.
That's a really good point, because again, referring to the Chamber of Commerce study for the first quarter of the year, the average home price in Minot right now is under $200,000.
Yes, the first time we've seen that in about 5 years, where the average price is under $200,000.
So again, with builders needing work and these great rates, most people can probably buy more house than they thought.
That's exactly it. I've actually gone back to some of the people that I pre-qualified back in October, November, and reached out to them and said that, you know, based upon the lower interest rates, your pre-approval is, 15% higher if you needed to go higher in the home you're looking for. So it, hopefully with this, because it was a slower winter, and with the warming of the weather and the melting of the snow, the market's ticked up. So this combination of lower rates, lower house prices and stuff, hopefully will get more renters or more people coming to town that will be looking to buy versus rent and stay in our community long term. Of course, if you buy, you make a commitment, you're probably here for long term. If you're a renter and you may be judging and stuff, you might not be long term committed to Minot. So we like to, of course, in my industry, like to see the buyers.
Yes. I also want to mention that, again, Bremer is a full-service bank. You do not need to take out a checking or savings account and become a member. You can't become a member of the bank, but some lending institutions require that, and you don't need to do that with Bremer. But right now, if you do, there's a great deal going on.
Yes, yes. As I mentioned earlier, we are a relationship bank, so we don't just want to do your mortgage, originate your mortgage, and then be done with that relationship. We want to be able to be your full-service bank. So if you open a checking account with us, we're going to give you $250 off of your closing costs. If you open a benefit banking, a little higher qualification requirements, we're going to give you $750 off of your closing costs. But that being said, what is a full-service bank? A full-service bank is we offer mortgage, we offer commercial loans, we offer agriculture loans, we offer personal loans, car loans, land loans. We offer insurance services, trust services, investment services. So if you anything that you would need essentially in the financial services, we are there to be your relationship bank, and we have the services that you'll need.
Chad, we're running out of time, so I think we're going to need to give contact information, and maybe we're going to have you come back, because I think we just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to come back anytime, Bob.
Okay, so how do we get a hold of you?
You can pretty much reach me anytime. I do always keep my cell phone with me with today's generation. That's 701-721-5889. My office phone is 701-857-6206. And of course, my emails that also come to my cell phone is C-A, and then my last name is Vogel, V as in Victor, O-G-E-L, at Bremer, B-R-E-M-E-R.com.
And of course, again, we've been talking about how Bremer Bank is local. So you are right downtown here.
Yep.
What's the address?
Address is 10 21st Street Southwest. We're a three-story bank right on Broadway. And we're right across, if you know anything about mine in North Dakota, the largest furniture store in five states, Ike Eating's Furniture. We're right across the street from them, sitting right on Broadway.
I did not know they were that large.
Yes.
And when you were giving landmarks, I thought you might mention the federal building over there.
Yes. Just the south of us is the federal building.
Yeah. And the parking ramp.
And one of our two parking ramps.
Yeah. Chad, thank you again for coming in today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Although I retired from real estate last November, I'm always interested in knowing what's happening, because that's kind of the heartbeat of the city. I was really alarmed to find out that last year, the total building permits for new residential was three permits, period. Three permits for a total of $281,000. Year to date this year, zero. There's been nothing. And that's just amazing. Also amazing was the interest rates that Chad mentioned. Again, it's a great time to buy, to build, to refinance. These are all things you might want to consider. Again, thank you so much for listening to KHRT and Minot Today. Thank you.